This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Testimony in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jokhar Tsarnaev has shifted to the investigation after the bombing.
Today, FBI investigators detailed the collection of thousands of pieces of evidence from Boylston Street, and prosecutors showed jurors photographs taken from inside the boat in Watertown, where Tsarnaev was eventually captured. Inside that boat was a long note written in pencil, punctuated with bullet holes and bloodstains.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is now at the Moakley Federal Courthouse, and he joins us live. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
You and those present at the courthouse today got to see an image of that note for the very first time. Tell us what it looked like and what it said.
Yeah, well, like we just heard, this was a note written neatly in pencil, the lines neatly across, and with three lines of blood coming down. And if you actually zoom out, once we actually got the full photograph, you can actually see there are almost semi-handprints of blood where he tried to get out of the boat. And there are also bullet holes all over the place. I counted six or seven in the first photo we saw, and several more in the second photo we saw. And by all accounts, certainly a bloody scene there.
These are bullet holes right in the note itself, through the note?
Right in the note itself. And the defense made sure to point out when they had a chance to cross-examine the Boston police bomb technician who found the note. They made sure that all of these bullet holes, these were made by guns fired from outside the boat. The PPD bomb squad expert said yes. Were there any bullet holes that were consistent with having been fired from inside the boat? In other words, did Tsarnaev fire at police? No. Did Tsarnaev have a gun on him? No. Did he have any explosives on him? No.
No, it was Tsarnaev and the pencil and the note itself. So testimony ended early today because the judge is going to take a look at the Watertown boat. What is the reason that he wants to check it out?
Well, there is a motion by the defense essentially asking for the boat either to be brought to federal court or for the jury to go see the boat in person. And the reasoning for that is because the boat, if you look at it now, is just absolutely riddled with bullet holes, and they want to paint that scene for jurors. The prosecution has offered to actually cut out panels of the boat where the notes are, or perhaps other panels, to show jurors. They say, as Prosecutor William Weinreb said when they first proposed this, he says it's a very big boat. It's not exactly like we can get this down to the federal court easily. But the defense wants to paint this image as, again, like you said, Tsarnaev in the boat by himself with a pencil while he's being, you know, experiencing a hail fire of bullets. I mean, it's just the entire left side of the boat is almost all covered with bullet holes.
Earlier in the day today, there was testimony that focused on the two Twitter accounts supposedly kept by Tsarnaev. What happened in that testimony and in the cross-examination by defense?
Yeah, so yesterday we saw about 45 tweets taken from Tsarnaev's two accounts. There's his main account where he talks about school, girls, cars, etc., and there was also a second account where he posted about Islam. Now, the thing is, we heard cross-examination from Miriam Conrad, one of Tsarnaev's attorneys, and she went after the 45 tweets that were posted by prosecutors for the jury, and she said that a lot of these tweets had been cherry-picked, given without context. She pointed to one tweet, and we mentioned it yesterday, saying, in Russian, translated to, "I will die young." She asked the FBI agent, "Are you aware that that's a lyric from a Russian rap song?" He says, "I was not aware of that." She goes, "Are you aware that Tsarnaev posted a YouTube link to that song on his Twitter account?" The FBI agent says, "I was not aware of that." And then she asked, "Okay, well, how did you decide that these were the tweets you were going to show jurors?" And the FBI agent, "Well, these are the tweets that prosecutors wanted to show jurors." And then she went on to ask, "How much input did you have in determining which tweets would be shown to the jury?" And he said, "Very little." Later, there was a picture on Tsarnaev's second Twitter account, the Islamic Twitter account, that has a picture of a mosque. And the FBI agent identified that yesterday as a picture from Mecca. And attorney Miriam Conrad asked him, "Did you ever take the time to look at Mecca?" He said, "No." And then she asked, "Are you aware that this is actually a picture of a mosque from Grozny, Chechnya?" At that point, we had a prosecution objection, and that question was not answered.
Okay, thank you. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is at the Moakley Courthouse in Boston. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And Lisa, by the way, I'm looking actually at a transcript here that the Boston Globe has of what was written inside the boat, allegedly by Jahar Tsarnaev. It's quite a long message, including the words, "I do not mourn my brother," referring to Tamerlan Tsarnaev, "because his soul is very much alive. God has a plan for each person. Mine was to hide in this boat and shed some light on our actions." So that's part of the long note allegedly written by Jahar Tsarnaev. We'll have a link to that at our website, radioboston.org.